This meeting
plan
is now being recorded.
Of year one. This is fiscal year 17, and we are also going to present to you some of the activities planned for the next fiscal year or the second year in the implementation of the regional strategy. Just before giving the floor to Fahad to go through the slides, I wanted to remind all of us with the three strategic objectives that you know we've been working to achieve. Secure and stable DNS infrastructure in the region. The second one is promoting a healthy and competitive domain name marketplace. And the third one is clarifying the role of the ICANN in the global internet ecosystem. And all our projects and activities that are implemented under the regional strategies aim to fulfill those three objectives. As you will see in past presentation, there are a range of capacity building activities, of engagement initiatives, partnerships with different stakeholders, outreach with stakeholders as well as with regional media. All these activities aim to fulfill those strategic objectives. And of course, we will continue to develop and to work with you on more developing more initiatives and activities during the second and the third year of the strategy. So now I'll hand it over to Fahad to go through his slides. Thank you. Fahad?
Seems to be muted though.
Fahad, are you muted? Fahad, we can't hear you. I'm not sure whether I'm the only one.
Yeah, I mean, he looks muted to me, so we're not hearing him. I don't know if it's a mic problem or something.
So, hello?
Yes.
Anyone home?
Yes.
So, Fahad, I guess, is
we are
not audible.
Okay, so I'll try to go through the slides. However, I'm not on Adobe. I had difficulties joining Adobe. Fahad, are you back?
Briefly and disappeared again. I see the mic now, so maybe you can speak.
Fahad, I am back. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you all hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't hear you anymore, Pat. I think it's a technical issue with the mic. It goes on and off. Also, there's some background noise. I don't know if it's probably one of the open mics. Is it closed to the mic? Yes, we can.
Okay, if everyone can hear me, let me go through the slides. But I'm not on the Adobe room. I couldn't connect to the Adobe room. But Fahad will be able to scroll the slides down. So I hope this will work. So this is the agenda. We have a year one implementation plan, followed by a suggested year two implementation plan, and then any other business. So with the year one implementation plan, these are the key highlights of what we have achieved last year in terms of regional events. We organized the Middle East Joining Countries School on Internet Governance in Beirut last summer. We organized the Turkey DNS Forum in Istanbul early this year, then the Middle East DNS Forum in Cairo in May. Alongside both the Turkey and the Cairo forums, we held media roundtables with key media agents in both Turkey and Egypt. Both roundtables have resulted in a large number of articles in the local media. Next slide, about regional webinars. We started the practice of organizing regular webinars with the regional community every couple of months. We started this practice back in 2016, I guess, and we continued to organize those webinars during the last year. We held five webinars during the period, and you can see on the screen the number of participants in each webinar.
Just to note, there's really no screen, there are no slides, but I guess you can continue anyway.
I thought Fahad has put the slides on the Adobe thing. Just hold on.
I have a good connection. Drop up.
Yeah.
That's
okay. You can brief us, Fahad.
Yeah.
Continue with
I'll carry on. Yeah, I'll carry on, and we'll make sure you get the slides right after the call. Different topics were discussed during the webinars. Some were about the regional strategy. Some were about ICANN accountability mechanisms, new GTLDs, ICANN policy development process. Moving forward,
are you still with us, Fahad? Apparently, even Daya isn't with us. Fahad is also not on a stable connection.
Can everyone hear me, guys?
Can everyone hear me?
Yes. You can try, yes. Continue on.
Yeah, let me ride my luck. So let me go through the slides. I just uploaded the slides once again, and there seems to be an issue with the slide connect. I really apologize. For this, I'm actually currently on travels in Tanzania, and the internet connectivity in the place where I am at is quite poor, actually. So let me go through the slides, and it seems that some of the slides are not viewable. I'm not sure what's the problem with Adobe Connect. So we'll first go through the year one implementation plan review and assessment, and I just need to pull out the slides from my laptop. So please do bear with me just a couple of seconds. So that we can go through the review process. So as you can see, actually, the slides, I'm not sure, I don't think I shared the slides with anybody, but we have included some graphs in the slide reflecting the different items that were mentioned in the Excel sheet that we had shared with you. So in terms of regional events, we have conducted a couple of regional events the past 12 months, and that includes the MEAC School on Internet Governance in Beirut, where we had 35 participants. We had the Turkey DNS Forum in February of 2017, which attracted 120 participants. We had the Middle East DNS Forum in Cairo in May, which attracted 110 participants. And of course, we had two media roundtables, one in Istanbul in February of 2017 and the other in Cairo in May 2017. Now, in terms of regional webinars, we held five webinars, and these webinars were held once every 2 months. And of course, in terms of attendance, we had a webinar that had five, and we had another webinar that had 31 participants on it. In terms of the DNS Entrepreneurship Center, there are two different kind of engagements with the center. So one was in relation to events that were coordinated with ICANN, and then there were some events that the DNS Entrepreneurship Center held them separately at their own discretion, as events that were held sole by them. Now, in terms of events that were done in coordination by ICANN, we had a DNS marketing workshop in Benin, And we also had an Internet Domains Entrepreneurship Workshop at Zuwail City in Egypt. In terms of workshops and capacity building, we held 5 DNS operations and DNSSEC workshops, and in these different workshops, we actually utilized our co-trainers. We also held DNS abuse and misuse workshops. We held 4 such workshops in 3 different locations. We also had academic engagement in Tunisia as part of our academic engagement initiative with the Research and Education Network in that country. So 4 workshops were held as part of that engagement. And worth noting, actually, is that in these different workshops, the number of attendees was quite impressive. So the lowest were 100 participants, and the highest was 150 participants. And then, of course, we also had DNSSEC roundtables. We had 2 such roundtables, one in Dubai and one in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Moving on to the task force on Arabic script IDNs. So the group has been hard at work, working on LGR at the second level. They are also deeply involved in the work of universal acceptance, focusing more on universal acceptance of Arabic script IDNs. And then, of course, the group had a face-to-face meeting in Istanbul for 2.5 days back in September. In terms of root server instances, the past 12 months witnessed 2 new additions of root servers. Both of them were hosted in Pakistan by the Pakistan Telecommunications Company Limited. One was hosted in Lahore, and the other was hosted in Islamabad. In terms of delegated new leads that were delegated from the region, so 2 of them were .Arab in English and in Arabic, and we also had Ittisalat both in English. And in terms of community growth and leadership, the past 12 months have witnessed the addition of 3 new at-large structures. We are proud that the NCUC chair is from Iran, from a country from the region. The GAC vice chair is from Egypt. We have 1 new ICANN accredited registrar. When we speak about the ICANN board of directors, we have 1 new board member from Tunisia. And then we have strengthened the training abilities of 6 trainers from the region who actually co-trained in different workshops. In terms of ICANN meetings and fellowship programs, the past 12 months witnessed 3 ICANN meetings taking place. The first one was the ICANN 57 meeting in Hyderabad, where we had 49 participants from within the region. 12 of them were fellows. ICANN 58 in Copenhagen, we had 60 participants, and 10 of them were fellows. At ICANN 59 in Johannesburg, we had 44 participants from the fellows. In terms of engagement and outreach, we have done engagement and outreach activities in many cities around the region. So we've been to Tunis City, we have been to Cairo, we have been to Sharm el Sheikh, Khartoum in Sudan, Istanbul in Turkey, Beirut in Lebanon. We've also been to places such as Ramallah and Nablus in the West Bank. Of course, we've been to Riyadh, we've been to Doha, Muscat, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Islamabad, Lahore, big city. We've also engaged with the Afghani community, but we did that remotely. So the Afghani community had an Afghanistan IGF, and we participated in this event remotely. In terms of media statistics, there has been a good amount of media coverage. So most of the media coverage actually came out from the United Arab Emirates, with Turkey coming in second place, and then we had Egypt in third place, and Pakistan in fourth place. So that's in terms of review and assessment of the Year 1 implementation plan. Of course, all the graphics that we have shown in this slide, and which I'll be sharing with the strategy working group members right after the call, were actually developed as part of an infograph. So in addition to the Excel sheet that we shared with the group, providing a review and assessment of what activities took place as part of the Year 1 implementation plan, we have developed an infographic that shows the different components of that Excel sheet in a visible manner. And of course, we are anticipating to have that infographic go out as part of a blog that will be written by my colleague, Bahar Asmat. So any questions here before we move on to the Year 2 implementation plan?
No questions, except that I'd like to commend you on your work. I mean, this is really not an easy feat in these difficult conditions in the region. So good to know about this progress, and I look forward for more.
Thank you, Walid. I appreciate that. So let's move on to the Year 2 implementation plan, and I'll try to keep this as brief as possible. So there are things that are business as usual, and there are new and there are items in the Year 2 implementation plan that are quite new. And of course, we have shared the draft implementation plan with the strategy working group. Yet we are still to hear from you on any comments and feedback. So in terms of what's new for the next 12 months, we are currently working on finalizing a study that was commissioned by us, which is entitled Accelerating the Digital Economy in the Middle East, North Africa, and Turkey. You will be seeing that study out right before the ICANN meeting in Abu Dhabi. So please stay tuned for that. Many of you saw a thread on the Strategy Working Group mailing list talking about engagement with entrepreneurs and SMEs, and so we will be intensifying our efforts in raising awareness of entrepreneurs and SMEs on ICANN's work and the different opportunities found in the domain name industry. You also saw another thread related to civil society engagement and at-large structures. We have a small subgroup for civil society engagement that has developed a really nice plan that we will be implementing in the next 12 months. We will also work on empowering the ICANN Fellowship and the ICANN Next Gen alumnus and work closer with them, hoping that we can utilize them in our different engagement activities. We also intend to strengthen our engagement with the governments, hoping that they get more involved in the work of the Governmental Advisory Committee at ICANN.
What I mentioned a while ago was all stuff, activities that are new to the Year 2 implementation plan. Of course, this will be accompanied by the business as usual, and that includes DNS operations and DNSSEC capacity building. We will continue on our partnership with the MinoChos. We will try to intensify our academic technical engagement and try to have more partnerships with academia. We will also continue engaging with CERTs and law enforcement agencies. We will keep the technical community abreast with the KSK rollover project, which is a very important project for us. We will continue to encourage ISPs, data service providers, and connectivity providers to host root server instances. We will continue to support the work of the Task Force on Arabic Script IDNs. We will also continue to support the DNS Entrepreneurship Center. We will continue our business engagement. We will continue with media roundtables and try to hold such roundtables around key events. Of course, we will also hold the next editions of the Turkey DNS Forum as well as the Middle East DNS Forum. We will continue to participate in relevant events and engage with the regional community. We will continue with our civil society engagement, but this time, of course, we will work closely with the civil society sub. We will continue to closely collaborate with the different ISA organizations operating in the region, such as RIPE-NCC, APNIC, AFRINIC, and ISOC. Of course, we will hold the annual School on Internet Governance. And finally, we will contribute to regional national Internet Governance Forums and Schools on Internet Governance. So that's it from me. I'd like to open the floor for discussions and debates. Feedback is very much welcome. And in a while, I'll actually send the slides to all of you so that you have these slides in front of you and you might and it might maybe help you in providing more comments. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Fahd. I'd like to also note that the MEAC SIG operations are ongoing very well. maybe there are some challenges. If you would like to point out to any you may have confronted.
Waleed, can you repeat your question, please?
Yes, the School of Internet Governance Preparations, how are they going?
Waleed, can you repeat your question, please? I did not get it.
The preparations for the School of Internet Governance, how are they going? And is there any update maybe you can learn about?
Okay, thank you, Waleed. So actually, we are currently working with our funded travelers for the school. We have finalized the agenda in terms of topics. We are yet to finalize the agenda in terms of faculty members. So far, the number of participants are 35 who have registered to attend the school with an equal mix between locals and overseas participants. I promised to send a group to you, the strategy working group, via the mailing list, a full update on the school in terms of agenda, faculty members, where we stand at, attendees, and other things. So I'd kindly suggest that rather spending time on this call talking about the school, that I'll send you a full update via email. I hope that is okay.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much. There's a queue building up. Maybe you can follow through.
Okay, thank you, Waleed. So we have a question from Manal. Manal, please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Manal, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I had difficulty unmuting. So two quick remarks, and first of all, thank you very much, Fahd and Daher. It's a great effort, like Waleed said. I have noticed the disappearance of a few activities that were already in year one, like, for example, seeking feedback from the community on requirements for the following year. I'm not sure whether this is because you don't get the needed feedback or there are other reasons. And I have also noticed that the part on having establishing hubs for participating to ICANN meetings has also disappeared. And I noticed a comment saying that it was stopped by ICANN. I didn't really understand what's meant here. So those are two quick remarks. And finally, there is one cell in the timeline that says H1.
Okay, thank you, Manal. So in reaction to your first comment, okay, thank you, Manal. So I apologize. Actually, the connection is quite poor at my end, so sometimes there are some disconnections. Are you done with your intervention, Manal?
One last thing was, what does H1 before fiscal year 18 mean? Is it the first half of the year, or does it stand for something else? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Manal. So on the reacting to your first question, so in terms of actually contacting the different entities, yes, I mean, in some instances we did contact some of the stakeholders. So when it came to at-large structures, we did a thorough homework with the different at-large structures. In some other instances, we also communicated with them, with some of the CCTLDs in the region. when it came to engagements with CCTLDs on their capacity building needs, we felt that we could actually work on them with the MENOG secretariat as part of the MENOG roadshows. Of course, we did not shed light on them in the infographic because we were unable to kind of provide a visual representation of these different activities. So no, they weren't dropped. It's just that we worked on them differently. And I remember that there was one item we really didn't have much time to solicit feedback on, and so we could probably start working on it in the next couple of weeks. Now, on your second comment with regards to remote, Ken recently decided that we will stop having remote hubs, and there was a blog post that went out in this hubs. The main objective initially was to actually have more participants and more community members getting more engaged in ICANN's work. When we did surveys and ran if these hubs really fulfilled its objective, it was found that these remote hubs did not contribute much to ICANN's mission of engaging more people. And so we decided to discontinue these remote hubs. And that is why in the strategy document, since it was requested by the community, and since ICANN stopped this whole concept of remote hubs, we will no longer be continuing them. I hope this addresses both your questions. Okay, so Hadia, the floor is yours.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay, so I have actually one comment with regard to clarifying ICANN's role in an evolving internet ecosystem through engagement with the NIAC community. I hope you note here that the Domain Name System Entrepreneurship is actually doing some work with regard to this item, and especially item number 1.4, which is promoting ICANN Fellowship Next Gen programs. Whenever we have the DNSEC conduct a workshop, I always give a presentation, and part of the presentation does include promoting ICANN Fellowship and Next Gen programs. And as a result of that, some students actually apply to Next Gen Fellows program. Also, with regard to item 2.2, encouraging participation and input in work to different ICANN processes and working groups. I always give a presentation which includes giving the participants some information about ICANN processes and working groups, and encouraging them to look more online.
Nadia, it seems that your voice had faded.
Yeah.
Fahd, are you still with us? Yeah, it looked like Fahd again has issues with the connection. Perhaps, I mean, it's well known that Tanzania's internet connection is generally less they have quality than other countries, so it makes sense. However, I'd like to note that the most important aspect of the discussion we had can be reflected in the mailing list in case there are still lingering questions. I'm just fearing that connection is really not that well.
This is Daher. If you can hear me, I'm still on the call, but I didn't get most of Hadia's intervention, and I'm not sure whether it was a comment or there was a question.
Okay, so in this case, why not have Hadia bring it back again so that you can get it? Hadia, are you willing to do that?
Yes, I am. It was just an intervention. I just wanted to note that the Domain Name System Entrepreneurship Center has been doing some work with regard to clarifying ICANN's role in an evolving internet ecosystem through engagement with the MIAC community. I'm only saying that because in the target stakeholder group, the DNSSEC does not exist. However, that doesn't matter much, but I just wanted to note that we are doing some work with regard to item 1.4 and item 2.2, which are promoting ICANN fellowship and next-gen programs and encouraging participation and input work related to different ICANN processes and working groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Edna. Noted.
I mean, since Fahd is still having issues, maybe you could follow on with anything else if you'd like to, Daher, because it seems that you may have missed part of the presentation. Otherwise, we can move on.
Yeah, I just, you know, I missed a small part of the presentation. I dropped off and connected again. Again, it's I'm happy to take any questions from our group. If there are no questions, there is one comment or maybe observation I'd like to make, and it's not something that is new. But just again to remind all of us that one of our overarching objectives of this strategy, and frankly it doesn't only apply to our region, to the Middle East and adjoining countries, but we have the same kind of goal in other regions as well, is to bring new actors to the policy development process of ICANN. All the efforts in relation to capacity building, in relation to engagement with academia, civil society, governments, and so forth, engagement is one aspect, and it's important to try to get as much or as many community members engaged and, you know, aware of what ICANN does. But more importantly is to see new blood or new people coming to the ICANN policy development process. Those of you who have been around for a long time know very well that, you know, when you go to ICANN meetings, it's still more or less the same people who have been around for a long time. They are still there, you know, through the fellowship program, through other efforts. We see new people coming, but we need to continue to do more effort to take the engagement to the next level and to try to deploy, qualified candidates in the different constituencies and working groups of of ICANN. I'm saying this because it's something that I see very, very important for our region, and it's something that is not going to go away anytime soon. It's something that we'll continue to do as we move forward, and we'll continue to seek your help as community leaders in that regard. So just wanted to share this observation with you, and again, happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Daher. I don't see any raised hands. See if we have anything in the box. Yes, Zakir is reaffirming his commitment to support this effort. And I'd like to also note that I've been in touch with some people at the ISTAR community, you know, RIRs and ISOC and others, and they agree with you in this respect, because this is not even an ICANN problem. It's actually a general problem that there is really lack of new cases in the ISTAR community. And part of it is in trying to portray the image of ICANN and ISOC and all these ISTAR organizations in a way that is more welcoming and more hospitable, so that people can feel they belong to the community and they can contribute to it. So that's where I think is very important that we clarify the role of ICANN in an evolving internet ecosystem, and that's the factor of, let's say, the branch of activities that we as the community should participate in. I mean, that's just a comment. Shall we continue to the next part of the discussion, which is any other business? Or are there any lingering questions or thoughts? Is Fahd still with us? I'm not sure. Let me wait another few seconds before I move on. All right, so it doesn't look like...
Yeah, hi, Walid. I'm still on, but I keep breaking, so I'd suggest you go ahead.
All right, thank you, sir. That's actually a very good sign that we need to improve internet access in some parts of the world. Otherwise, it's like a prerequisite for us to be more productive as an internet community. So then we have any other business, and one thing I mentioned in the email that we want to finalize or move on with the name issue or rename issue. And I'd like to note that the discussion around this is still important, because this is all a matter of engagement. How can you engage with a community, with part of a country, if they don't relate to it through the name? So the name is very crucial and very important. On the other hand, of course, it needs not to keep dragging on. I mean, we need to come to a point where we decide, okay, this is what we've made. And I appreciate the fact that there have been very strong opinions on this, and this is to be expected, particularly from countries that are not conventionally part of the Middle East, Afghanistan and Pakistan in particular, maybe less so in North Africa. But there is this discussion, and I wanted to know if you have any particular strong opinions right here to reflect. I know that Ahmed Bakhit had actually mentioned very clearly that he sees the need for a vote not within the Middle East, but outside the Middle East. In other words, the Middle East members need not to be involved in this vote, but the vote should only be for countries that feel affected by this name, which are the non-Middle East countries. Do you see this as a viable way moving forward, so that we have a new vote and eliminating people from the Middle East so that they know what others are thinking the best name could be? And what's your opinion on this? Anyone chime in? Nadra, please.
Thank you, Nadra speaking. In fact, what Ahmed recommended is exactly what Manal's concern. Manal's concern wants to determine the vote of non-Middle Eastern member. So that's, in fact, with this move, because in a way it covers Manav's concern and it covers Ahmed's concern, and basically the comment came from non-Middle Eastern members. Thank
you. Okay, thank you. Then we have Hadia and Manal in order.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that non-Middle Eastern countries are not just Afghanistan and Pakistan, but Sudan, Morocco, Tunisia, Libya, Algeria. Actually, the term Middle East usually defines like 17 countries, including Israel and Armenia, but it never includes Sudan, Morocco, Tunisia, Libya, Algeria, Afghanistan, or Pakistan. I don't think that my input here is really relevant. I really think that the relevant input should be coming from the people who really feel affected by the name. Thank you.
All right, then Manal, please.
Yes, Walid, thank you. Actually, I have some guilty feeling for triggering this whole process again. And basically, like Nadira mentioned, I was just trying to make sure that people who were turned are now satisfied. So maybe we can just put it this way. You can just, I mean, ask if there are any objections or if everyone is satisfied with the results. So if we don't receive any objections, then we can assume that everyone is happy with the results. But I didn't mean to repeat the whole process. I was just, like also Hadia mentioned, just trying to make sure that those who were concerned are now happy with the results. Thank you.
Yes, I totally understand. Thank you for that. I mean, and I also fully support the notion that we need to ensure everyone is in approval of anything we move forward. We don't want to have any disenfranchised element within our community, particularly with something as big as this workshop. Another thing I wanted to raise is that even if we come up with a decision that every single person with outside the Middle East agrees on, let's say they decide that there's a new name that's totally different, then that still will bring in its own cost. I mean, not only the aspect of naming, it's also what comes with a name. For example, the strategic approach of outreach, the efforts in trying to explain what this means. So there's a cost, there's a bill associated to any changing in the name, something outside Middle East and Middle East E. So that is something we need to keep in the back of our mind. It's not simply switching a name from A to B, it also has repercussions. So whatever decision we take, we need to consider that in the long run. That's what I'd like to point out. However, then it looks clear to me that we have to bring in voices from, as you said, the people who were not satisfied. And I don't find any other way apart from a vote that is, let's say, more democratic, because what happens often is that people shy out and don't speak. And that's where, if we open up the floor and people not necessarily speak, and this is something that's not unique to our case, but in any other case, but perhaps a vote would eliminate this, let's say, fear, and bring in everyone and openly and transparently and see what direction they take. So I'm with bringing in this and focus, as Ahmed had suggested, and having a vote, a new vote, only for those who don't belong to the Middle East, 17 countries, and let them decide what be more satisfactory for them. If we end up seeing that they are satisfied more with MEAC, then we go with that. If they are satisfied with ME, then we can go with that. Otherwise, if the third name comes about, then we have to restart the whole process. I don't see a shortcut. If you find any other way, then let me know. Good. So I don't see any objections. If there are any, do voice them, maybe through the mailing list. Yes, Nadira, I see your hand. please go.
Yes, because you were right in expect, they might come with the expectation different name. Just like we, in the targeting, the questions has to be the two names, like the current name and the Middle Eastern strategy working. So two name. That's my recommendation. Okay, thanks.
Yes, I agree, because both names are okay with the community, apparently, but then what is important is that the voices that had actually objected to MEAC. That's why these two names are to be said. That being said, the vote should also have the option of abstention, but then we will see if there's it's like an abstention. If you abstain and you don't agree with one or two, then that means that the same dilemma happens. And if there are very few that still abstain or that they don't agree on the both names, we can still apparently live with this, because 100% consensus, unanimity is not possible sometimes. All right, so it looks this is what we can come up with at this stage. And I'll, if you still have any other thoughts, let me know. Yes, Inas, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Inas? Here.
Yes. Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Ines Faye for the record. I'm sorry to have joined the call a little late because it was really hard to join the Adobe today. I don't know why. Anyway, long story short, I just wanted to if there were a plan for outreach as Middle East or MEAC SWG for ICANN 60 in Dubai. And also, if there were plans for, or if the MEAC group or Middle East group would be interested in having an outreach for the Tunisian IGF, which will be held in October. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Inas. Actually, since we are just 3 minutes short, we have another call coming up, and that's the call where we'll be answering these questions. Fed will expedite the process since we took a long time. I mean, we had a long break before this call. So hopefully these issues and many others that we'll be addressing the immediate next few months, hopefully we'll be addressed in that call. I hope that answers your concern for now.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Okay, so is there any other thoughts or issues? You want to wait? Otherwise, then I think the meeting can be adjourned, and I thank you all for tolerating the technical difficulties that happened, and I hope Fahd can the slides, and you're free, obviously, to ask questions and discuss on the mailing list.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.